Week 2, Tuesday, 6th. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. No longer young, but not yet old and weak, the day confronts the problems of the hour with poise, convinced that no reverse can sour the taste of noon upon the tongue, or speak a cloudy word to shadow the mystique of joy that comes from consciousness of power to do it all. Now life is at full flower, with muscles bulging, flesh that's firm and sleek. Well, yes, but evening comes, we know, too soon, and with it sickness, weakness, and the rest, whose prospect frightens even when we seem so certain of ourselves. But still the gleam of hope in him beyond this gives life zest, since, after all, eternity is noon. God will set his people free from their slavery and bring us home with joy. Psalm 53. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt, and what they do is depraved. None of them does anything good. Yahweh looks down from heaven on us human beings to see if there is anyone who understands and looks for God. But they've all turned away. All of them have been perverted. There's not one who does anything good, not even one. Don't they know anything, these reprobates? These men who eat my people as easily as bread, and who never bother to call on God? Ah, but terror will fall upon them, where there was no fear, because God scatters the bones of anyone who camps against you. You have disgraced them, because God has despised them. And now, if only Israel's rescue would come out of Zion. When God brings his people back out of captivity, then Jacob will be happy. Israel will leap with joy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God will set his people free from their slavery and bring us home with joy. God is my helper and my firm support. Psalm 54. Please save me, my God, in your name, and prove that I am right with your strength. Please listen to my prayer, my God, and give a hearing to the words that come from my mouth. Because insolent devils have come out against me, and ruthless savages are trying to kill me. They pay no attention to God at all. But here is God, my helper. Yahweh stands by those who want me to live. He will pay my enemies back for the harm they have done. Please, in your loyalty, cut them down. Then I will be free to offer you a sacrifice, and I will praise your name, Yahweh, because it is good, because he has set me free from my troubles, and my eyes have looked down on my enemies. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God is my helper and my firm support. Reading, 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. The body is one thing, but it has many organs. And even though there is a multiplicity of organs, they are all only one body. And this is how it is with the prince. When we were bathed in one spirit, we were bathed into a single body, whether we are Judeans or Greeks or slaves or free. We have all drunk the same spirit. Dear Master God, you revealed to Peter your desire to bring every nation to salvation. Please let all our work give you praise and carry out your loving plan. We make this request through our Master, the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.